Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Hello and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we're back from seeing the thriller, suspense, drama, The Foreigner. With two of the main characters that we know and we kind of like. I don't know if we love them. But Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
So Pierce Brosnan is one of our favorite actors anyway. We used to watch him on Remember the Show?
No, you don't.
Yeah. Remington Steele.
Yep, Remington Steele. That's right.
He was on Remington Steele. Yeah, and old, then very he old proceeded classic. To be the James Bond for a couple of series. So he was a good pick for that. Has a great look and personality for that. But this one, he turned into a politician / IRA member, which is the Irish Republic Army. From Ireland, is fighting against Britain for their freedoms and different aspects of that. But he's a representative from, I think he was in Belfast, but it was in Ireland. So this movie, The Foreigner, is really based off a book called The Chinaman, made by Stephen Leather back in 1992. So think about that. It's been a book for that long, but Jackie Chan said he wanted the film adaptation back in 2015 and said he'll play the actual Chinaman, but changed the name to The Foreigner. And then directed by Martin Campbell. Martin Campbell did a couple of the James Bond movies with Pierce Brosnan. So they had a relationship, so that worked out for them well. So, not really big with the critics. Did you read any thing on this movie, baby?
Not really, I didn't. I know that I accidentally seen a clip of it on TV or somewhere we seen it, and we was like, oh, we want to watch, seen it. Mm-hmm. And then when it came out, you seen the reviews of the critics had a bad review, but the audience really liked the movie.
It was, I think Rotten Tomatoes had it in the low 70s, which is a watch, but the critics was actually at 50s, so it's pretty low.
Critics was 59. Critics 59. Rotten Tomatoes, yeah.
I don't think it was that, but anywho, so what was this movie about? Basically, here's the synopsis that they gave. I'm trying to find the easiest one. the long-winded one. But basically, I'll give you my assessment. Jungle-skilled Viet Cong member winds up in London owning a small Chinese restaurant. He got there based on escaping from China, but they killed his two daughters, and he escaped with his wife and his unborn daughter to London.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, because I was reading, this was a short one.
Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, it says, teenage daughter dies in a senseless act of political motivation terrorism. His relentless search to find the terrorist led to a cat and mouse conflict with a British government official whose own past may hold the clues to the identity of the elude killers.
Elusive?
Exclusive. Exclusive killers, excuse me.
So, so basically, he winds up there and they change from the book, which the book had him, his daughter, one of his daughter and his wife got there. And then as the opening scenes of the movie starts, Jackie Chan is bringing his daughter to a certain area because it's just him and her. And she goes into this store to buy something and meet up with some people. And the bomb goes off from the IRA. And they had some bombings. So what I found interesting with that is because I haven't heard anything about the IRA still doing these bombings in London, because all you hear is the terrorist activity for Muslims. But as the movie goes along, it says that they haven't had any type of bombs like that in 19 years. So that was pretty cool. But this book was written during the heyday of the actual bombings back in 1992. So this writer actually wrote it as it was going along. So what made it interesting?
And it was 1992, you said?
The book.
The book, yeah.
Yeah, the book was written in 1992.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead.
I mean, Jackie Chan, mm-hmm. you know. And Pierce Bronson, like you said. Pierce Brosnan look kind of old as hell in that movie.
But he is old.
Yeah, look kind of, you know, for him, yeah, he is old. You're right about that. The storyline was, it was kind of like, when I kept asking you, I was like, okay, they were telling you, they were going through the movie, mm-hmm. but they didn't tell you his story.
Whose story?
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, so.
So it was
so what's interesting was, so I liked it that way because he was a mystery. So they was kind of, because he showed himself as just an old man, an old Chinese man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's how they looked at him. So their assumption was, don't even look up his history because he's just an old Chinese man. So when he started asking, I want to know who killed my daughter. I want to know. So he went to the British government. The police. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of brushed him off and said, we're working on it. But he knew there was something more than that. And then when he found out it was the IRA, because he saw Pierce Brosnan on TV, he rolled up on him. So the issue with Pierce Brosnan was he was an ex-IRA member, but became a politician to kind of negotiate back and forth with the British government. So he was that guy that knew and had relationships with the IRA existing now. But now it's on a different level, almost, you know, maybe it's a bad comparison, but forgive me. Almost like the Ku Klux Klan. The Klan isn't, well, recently they are, but used to, you don't see them around with cheats and hoods and everything. They're political. They're more political. They're right wing. They're like that. So the IRA turned to that over there. So they wanted political power. They had behind the scenes people doing stuff. And he had his hands on those people, even though he was trying to control it.
It reminded me of Bourne series. It seriously reminded me of the Jason Bourne series. Because I was so disappointed. I just thought, I mean, it just had that similar similarities to it.
In what way?
Him fighting a fight against the government to try to find out what's going on.
The Bourne series was about Jason Bourne that was an undercover operative with being part of the government doing assassinations and different things.
I mean,
he didn't have his memory and he had no way of knowing until he found out.
I mean, some of it was says there was some similarities to Jason Bourne's series. It really was.
You. So,
I mean, the fact that they kept his story a secret until the middle of the movie.
So the director did that.
Right. But okay, I'm just saying.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying.
I mean, that's how.
So when a person is looking at the movie, I don't want them to think that they wanted to keep him a secret because he was a spy. He wasn't a spy.
He wasn't. But
he was a special forces.
Yeah, everything
trained yeah. by yeah. the United States yeah. Army.
Exactly.
But he was with the Viet Cong in from China and things and that.
Again,
matter.
This you know the fighting, the series, the look of it to me.
No, I agree with what you. The look was, mm-hmm. which was good. I think that was good. Anything that kind of looked like the Bourne series. Because I forgot the name of the director that does that, but he has a great physical look to his fight scenes. It wasn't, you know, flashing and the camera work did not show what was. It was really great work, mm-hmm. and the camera work was really good with the fight scene. Part of the reviews that I was hearing was there wasn't enough fight scenes and Jackie Chan wasn't in. It didn't have to be. It was about the IRA trying to resurface in a different way. So it was that espionage thriller of really what was the purpose of this? If y'all haven't done nothing in 19 years, why is this coming about now?
Exactly. I mean, we're seeing more terroristic attacks from the Muslim than more so
like ISIS. Yeah, and people
exactly.
Like that.
Then I mean, and that was another thing that I was like, you know, okay.
What do you know about the IRA?
It's been, you know, last thing we heard, like what she said, was a long time. So it doesn't seem like.
What do you know about it, though?
I don't remember a lot about it.
Right. So the thing is, if you knew anything about the IRA, they still having issues with the British government.
Oh,
because if you look and listen to what they were saying, they were actually was talking about, we still got political prisoners that you're holding that have no reason for you to be holding it. And there's, so if you want some kind of negotiation, then I can help you with this, but you're going to have to release some of our prisoners. So it was a political ploy. So as the movie goes on, you realize that it wasn't just some fringe element coming back trying to do stuff. They did it for a purpose. But the element within the IRA said lives got to be taken so they can take us seriously. If you just do bombs, people really don't care. But if you take lives, people take that seriously and they negotiate with lives lost and potential lives lost. So that's what the IRA does. So to your point, if there's just ISIS and all these other people doing it, they're not even looking at the IRA. Why would they negotiate with them? You don't exist anymore. So they're just ignoring them. So that the basis of this story was you need to continue to take us seriously. And they did it. And it was good because it's contemporary. If it would have came out a long time ago, it would have just been the IRA because it was going on.
But
anyway,
the IRA back then was the terroristic
in Britain.
Yeah. So yeah, that would have been a good movie then because it would be real. Now looking at it now, it's like okay, all right, and because they're not really doing anything.
Yeah, because violence doesn't. That doesn't give you anything.
I understand that.
But then there's the people within there that said, if you're going to ignore us, then I'm going to have to make you pay attention.
Okay. I mean,
that was the purpose of it.
I understand that, but it didn't.
No, I mean, got what you're saying. You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
No, I got you.
I don't like it.
So that's not what you said when we left. But that's fine. You don't have to like it.
It was the action was good. I loved action in a movie, but the storyline, it just didn't.
It didn't grab you.
You know,
I got you, baby. You didn't see it as being something that you would be interested in.
No, I mean, I didn't think it was. I mean, like now, we know that ISIS and all of them are serious terroristic, and we have our own terrorists in our own country that's actually killing people. You know, I don't hear too much with the IRA going out there killing people.
Yep. I agree. You don't. What about the Russians? Do you hear about the Russians out there killing people?
They ain't doing a movie where we haven't seen a movie with the Russians doing anything, babe.
Yeah. There's movies out there. If you check them out, there's movies out there.
We're talking about this movie.
No, I got that. So what I'm saying is what you saw, you wanted to see something that you kind of wanted to relate to. And it's not a reality to you because you don't see the IRA doing anything.
Right. It's not. It doesn't seem real.
Yeah. No, I got you. Because that's how you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's your opinion. I got you. That makes sense to me that you wouldn't know what it is because you can't relate it to something that you know about.
Yeah.
No, I got that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you don't need to explain it to me. I got you. You didn't say that's how you saw it, which is good. I mean, that's your opinion. My opinion, on the other hand, is realistically, people who are not being paid attention to, you have to do something to grab their attention in order for them to take you seriously, especially when you're ignoring the fact that I have issues. They've shown that they have issues because they're holding political prisoners that they shouldn't be holding because they had no charges. But just like, you know, the Muslims in Guantanamo, They didn't have any charges against him, but they were holding them. But eventually they let him go because they had no charges against him. So in order to get leverage, you have to do something. And what this movie was showing you was, here's the leverage that I'm telling you that you're going to have to react to. And what made it different was Jackie Chan was a special forces guy that wanted to find the killer of his actual, of his family. And when he went after Pierce Brosnan and the group, if the group wasn't there, they would have just covered it up and Pierce Brosnan would have got away and his IRR people would have said, we need to continue on. And then the British government would have went back and forth and back and forth. But it wasn't for Jackie Chan infiltrating and pressuring Pierce Brosnan, because I think Pierce Brosnan did a really great role with the position he was in. But it was a cat and mouse that I'm going to show you this, I'm going to show you that. Pierce Brosnan was trying to get away, but the guy was like, look, I will follow you wherever you were. And he had no family. So once they found out who he was, he had no family to go to. So Pierce Brosnan couldn't follow up on kind of pressure him back. But he was pressuring him. But the government was still on it, but they was kind of slow to move it too. But storyline was chronological. They finally figure out who he was. They didn't even have enough people to kind of track him down. They seemed pretty feeble, you know, that the people was there. But they had this little fringe group that was part of the IRA group that Pierce Brosnan knew that was trying to do all this terrorist activity. And then you had these offline stories. Because remember the one with the, what was the reporter?
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter, because I didn't realize that was one of the terrorists that he was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Remember at the bar?
Yep.
Did you know that was her?
Yep.
I didn't catch that. I just thought it was, but that was the one that he was sleeping in a hotel with. Pierce yep. Brosnan was.
Yes, it was.
Because that's why a, so anyway, Pierce Brosnan was having an affair with the terrorist girl, but he didn't really know that the terrorist girl was part of the other terrorist group that was actually doing the bombs. And it was just so weird that they was entangled together and he didn't realize what he was putting himself into. And Jackie Chan was the one who was actually tracking all of it down. And the British government was just being really, really lame and just asking, you need help. You need to give us help. But the prime minister that they was dealing with, and who was the black guy?
He was a police officer. He was like the head of the police.
The terror unit.
Yeah, he was the head honcho because he sat with the major government people.
The lady that Pierce Brosnan was calling.
Mm-hmm.
So that was trying to negotiate with the, that was trying to negotiate
with the Irish government. Was trying to find the terrorists.
Yeah, was trying to find the terrorists.
Yeah, and Pierce Brosnan was giving them the runaround.
Yeah, so he was just kind of simple. It was kind of like really simple. But overall, the action, I think, wasn't overwhelming. I think the storyline was based on a drama, not an action movie. So if you expect an action movie, it had action, but it was supposed to be a thriller drama. Was it a great thriller drama? Nah, I don't think so. Was it enough action to call it an action movie? Nope. So really, really don't expect that. Just because Jackie Chan is in it, don't think there was an action movie. Did you thought it was going to be an action movie?
Yes.
Okay. So reading about it, I knew they was leading you. This is me.
Okay.
Reading about it, it was, this is a thriller, but it just happened to have Jackie Chan in it. But Jackie Chan is an action star. So your expectation is it's going to be an action movie.
Yes, because we know him from previous movies where he does all his action, kick ass
stunts. And
I
everything.
Mean, it's off. You know, that's what we love about Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was going. Oh man, he going to do some kung fu shit. He going to be beating some asses and, you know, shooting up some folks. And
he don't really shoot.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But he shot on this one.
Yeah, he was shooting on this one.
He shot on this one.
But it wasn't, like you said, wasn't enough action in it. Pierce Brosnan seemed like a punk through some of the parts, weak, like they were, you know, what they were saying. But I mean, overall, I mean, it was an all right movie. I expected better, but you know, it was an all right movie.
So what do you rate it?
5.
She rated it a 5. So half and half. I'm gonna rate it a 6.25. And the reason why I say a low 6 is because it shouldn't have been just between Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan. That was just really, really stupid to me. One guy really got to all the information and taking them all down in that way. No, that Superman thing was really kind of threw me off. I like the concept. I understand what it was supposed to have been, but I don't think it worked. I think it was a decent movie. That's why it's a 6 and not anything lower than that. But it played itself well. It wasn't a great movie. It's not a go out and see this one next. So when I rate anything below a 7, you can kind of wait on that. Do the Red Box or whatever. But it scored really high overseas. And it's because Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Yeah, and
he's an international star.
Yeah, he's an international star, yeah.
Then you're going to get a lot in Great Britain in that area because you got Pierce Brosnan,
right,
and you got the Welsh people that's in there.
Right, and it talks about the whole IRA, which is a problem in the issue in their country anyway.
Yeah, but they know about it.
Right.
So,
they
know
probably
the history and everything,
yes, exactly,
all about that. So it played really well overseas. Just like some people who don't get it, they wouldn't know the relevance of the movie. But even if you knew the relevance of the movie, it just didn't play really well. The story, or the adaptation, let me put it that way, the adaptation didn't cross over well enough. I don't think it's even worth reading the book because it wasn't enough information that I saw on the movie to say, damn, I think that would be interesting to see. I mean, read about.
I think that the book had a lot more information than the actual movie.
No, I get that, but I don't.
And
think,
I think it probably. I mean, you know, books are always better than a movie.
I got it, but all the time, all books aren't that good either.
Right. So,
but people take a book and say, "I want to make a story out of it." I don't think this was that great of a. I think it would have been a great Netflix movie.
Oh, very good. Yes, it would.
I don't
have.
Think it is a good.
I think that
motion picture, though.
I think overall, some stuff was left out that probably could have been made it better.
So to your point, I think what they left out was Jackie Chan's history. Mm-hmm. So you can tell how he was doing certain things. If you saw what he used to do, then you can tell how he's doing.
Yeah, because they only show him, like,
they just show the his records.
The records and how he was saving his wife and daughter.
But none of his training.
Yeah, nothing of that.
Not what he's done.
Exactly.
And they redacted so much on the report that you really don't know what he truly did.
Right, right.
You just made assumptions.
Right.
Now so the book probably went into a lot of details from that. But again, I don't think the book would be that interesting to read after the fact. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think those are one of the books that you could go, wow, they didn't do a good job with the movie, but the book was outstanding. I think the books would have probably been okay. I think it would have been a good book to read,
mm-hmm,
but I don't think it was a book that you say, that's one of the hot ones that I want to read.
Right. Again,
I just don't think so.
Again, I think that they could have, if they probably took so much stuff out of the book that could have made the movie better. I really think so.
Yeah, but it would have went too long.
Yeah, it's always 2 hours. There's stuff they could have took out of this movie that would have worked.
Like
they're all going to the farm.
No, they had to because they thought they was going to be isolated. But all they did was set themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Because all he did was, he knew the jungle. So it was easy for him to infiltrate in that way. So they set themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, it's too much information. Let's go with what you're saying. There's too much information that had to be filled in a movie. Because you needed to know the relationship between why the IRA guys. Remember when he sat them around the table? It was like 12 different people that was in groups that was in Belfast. You don't know nothing about them.
Right.
You only find out that there's one guy who's an asshole.
Right.
That really wants to bomb people.
Right.
But you don't know that relationship. So that probably was built up as well. Then you don't know the relationship with those people. You know, his wife had her brother killed. And
yeah, and that's another story there too. Yeah. I mean, that was like, okay, so, you know, she was mad because her husband
didn't kill the people that killed her brother.
Right, right.
And then his brother went to jail, which that was his nephew that was the tracker. But you don't know anything about that either.
Exactly.
So they left everything pretty vague to move the story along.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if they were smart, they should have played it like a half movie to kind of finish it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I think Jackie Chan wanted to highlight that there was a Chinese hero in London.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. I mean, I get it too. And I get
he got paid, so yeah. it worked out.
Yeah, he sure did. And also the fact that it looked like they left space on it too, that they could do a number two at the end.
So I don't think so though.
And
the reason why I don't think so is because based on how it ended, he shouldn't be, his family is done with. So what would he be doing next? You know what I mean?
Marry that woman, have some more children.
I don't think it'll go.
Okay. Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go.
I'm just saying.
You may be right, but I don't think so. But overall, Alicia, you said a 5. I said a 6.25. Not a rush out to go to the movies, but I think worth seeing. HBO. Hulu or whoever has an Amazon. Yes, it's worth that. I think you'll get some excitement from it. But it's not an action movie. It's a thriller that has action. Big difference.
Yeah, that's it.
So expect that, regardless if Jackie Chan is in there or not. And, you know, Pierce Brosnan is a politician. So don't look at him saying, well, he was smart. He used to be James Bond. Yeah, he's a politician on there. An IRA, an Irish politician. So keep that in mind. Sure. That was The Foreigner. We're supposed to see Marshall next, which is the story of Thurgood Marshall, one of his first cases that gained him notoriety and all. So we'll probably see that next week coming up. So as you see what's coming along, that'll be right behind it.
And I love Thurgood Marshall.
So we'll be looking at that next.
Yes, I can't wait to see it. I hope it does hold. I mean, did it get good reviews?
Oh, the reviews are fantastic.
Okay, then I know I won't be disappointed.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Yes, it does. The reviews, normally when the reviews are good, I'm going to like it.
So a lot of times they kind of hype up stuff?
It depends. Is it both, you know, the critics and the audience?
Yeah, it was both.
Okay.
So both was in the 80s.
Whenever we've seen something like that, it has never disappointed us.
That's true. And what's his name? Chadwick Boseman is once again. So Chadwick Boseman is probably going to play Obama next. And Chadwick Boseman is probably going to play Jay-Z. And they just get him to play everybody. It's like there's no other black people on the earth other than Chadwick Boseman.
Even Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he'll play Michael Jackson. It's just fucking ridiculous. Don't mean to hate on him, but there's a lot of good actors that are out there that need work, and they don't have to keep picking him. But as long as they're picking him, I don't blame him. Take the role, bruh. Take the role.
Sure, damn sure.
Keep going.
Keep on moving, making money.
Make that
money. So they ain't going to want you no more.
That's right. So, BougieBlackBrother.com and Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Find us on IG, Bougie Black Bro, and Twitter, Bougie Black Bro. Facebook is the Bougie Black Brother Network. So it has all of the podcast shows that's on there. So if you get the opportunity, go through the little shows, find out what we have, music, everything. And Alicia, Women Tech Talk. And that's her podcast. So you get a lot of tech talk from there. And Coffee Women in Tech, you'll be able to see that. Thanks for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.